We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
812 WCCO. One of Minnesota's favorites, Ken Herbeck, on the air with us this morning. Herbie, how are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
How's the fishing for you this year?
I've been out a few times. This weather thing has been goofy with fishing. You get out there and you get blown off the lake or get rained on, and I'm not one to fish in the rain. I hate to say, I don't golf in the rain. I don't fish in the rain. I got soft playing in the dome all my career.
Well, that's right. You know, Mike and I were just talking, Herbie, because you came up in '81, which would have been the last year of Met Stadium, right?
Right. Yep.
And,
yep.
Mike, you were selling beer at that time.
Didn't you see me out there right off of first base hawking beer?
Yeah. Well, I saw you drinking it.
Well, yeah. You tried to ignore me to concentrate on your game. I offered you one, but you turned me down.
I was waiting for the frosty malt.
Yes.
Was that a big jump, Kent, when you you came right out of Visalia to the big leagues?
It's a big jump, but you know what? I had played earlier in the minor leagues when I first signed, and I went down with and Gary Ward and Johnny Castino were playing in Clearwater, Florida when I first signed, and they were on the team when I got called up. They were in New York when I got called up from Visalia and went to Yankee Stadium. And I remember both those guys both came up to me that day when I first walked in the locker room, and they just told me, remember, it's the same game, just go out there and play like you've been playing. And I always put that in my mind. And it was probably the best words I could have got from anyone. And like I said, both guys told me the same thing that same night. So I kind of kept it in my mind. Yeah, it was a big jump, but you got to remember they still throw the ball over the plate, and you still got to try to hit it. So I tried to keep that perspective, and it seemed to work for 14 years.
Wasn't that first home run in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, that was August 24th, 1981, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, well, how can you? Yeah, it's hard. And then you hit it in Yankee Stadium, all places, and you got all those statues out there, the great hitters. That had to be kind of fun. And then I think about '82, Kent, the Rookie of the Year contest. Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Herbeck, Wade Boggs, the top three vote getters. Holy smokes!
Yeah, pretty good company there.
Yeah, and then I think Gaetti was actually got some votes that year too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably did. Yes, Gary probably did. Gary was a great player.
How do you?
Not as good as him. You were close to the way Gary used to catch the ball playing yesterday at the Target Field. They're picking everything at third base yesterday.
I was looking pretty good. I don't mind telling you.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that playing first base, I'm curious because you played it as well as anybody. C.J. Cron has kind of surprised me a little bit how good he is over there.
You know, I don't think it's surprising. I understand that they thought he could play first base pretty good, and he's played great. They haven't lost a step at all over there. I mean, he's been playing great. He did a lot of DHing for Tampa when he was there. And Tampa he was with, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he DH'd a lot. But I heard that he could play first base real well, and he has proven that. He has done a better an average job, and has saved a bunch of runs with his glove. Not only knocking a bunch in with his bat, but saving a bunch with his glove. So he's done a great job over there, and they're going to miss him. Hopefully he gets back here after the All-Star break.
What do you think of the home run contest? Did you watch any of it last night?
You know what? I stayed away. You know me, I'm not a huge All-Star fan.
Yep.
And I did not watch it. I have in the past a few different times, but it's not big on my list. But I saw some replays of it. Sounds like it was bombs away. I was waiting for one of our twins to step in there, but apparently they bypassed those guys again, like they used to bypass us all the time.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Remember it well. Unfortunately,
Don't get me started.
I won't. The other question I have for you: second half for the Twins now. What are your thoughts?
You know what? Just keep playing like they are. You know, the healthy issue, I think, is a big question. Make sure everybody stays healthy. Baldelli's done a great job of you know, mixing the guys in and out of the lineup, keeping them fresh, you know, keeping everybody fresh, giving guys rest, keeping guys, you know, getting guys a chance to play every once in a while, like TK used to do with us years ago. You know, everybody's contributed. There hasn't been one guy on the team that has not come in and contributed something at some time or another. So it's been a fun year to watch. We've got to stay healthy. I know everybody's complaining about the bullpen and this and that, but when you're in first place and you're leading the league and you know, sure, it'd be nice to have a couple extra pitchers. Can they go get them? Who knows? It'd be nice to have a bunch more guys that could hit 300 and hit some more home runs, but you got to go with what you got. I'm sure they're going to try to add somebody here and there down the road, but if somebody's available even. And just keep playing like they're playing. Stay healthy. That's all we can. I'm gonna jump on and hold on.
87. Let's see. You added Don Baylor, of course.
Don Baylor, right?
And did Steve Carlton come over late in the year on that one?
Yeah, he came over late in the year, but he didn't pitch in the World Series for us. But he came, you know, came in and pitched for us in '87. Yep.
When Baylor came into that, I mean, you had such a great chemistry on the team. Did that add to it? How did he fit into that clubhouse?
You know what Don was a very stoic person, a great guy, but he just had those years behind him, and you know, we had Blylevin at the time too, and those two guys were kind of our pretty much our mentors, I guess, as far as you know, having some years on them. We hate to call them old because they were probably in their early 30s, mid 30s, I guess, maybe at the time, but they were definitely a presence, and they. You know, Don really didn't play. He DH'd for us a bunch. He never hit a home run for us until the World Series when he had come up, and then we got him. So, but no, Don was a great guy, great clubhouse guy, and very, very, I don't want to say serious player, but really prepared himself well. Almost kind of like a Nelson Cruz, I think, right now that's with that.
Yeah, he's really interesting to watch, too, the way he approaches everything. Hey, Herbie, great to see you yesterday. Thanks for taking some time here this morning.
Yeah, no problem, Dave, and work on that swing a little bit. You swung the bat halfway decent. You didn't get many swings, but you did improve towards the end. But I was very impressed, like I said, with your quality glove work down there at third base. You were picking everything.
Thanks for not bringing up my bunting.
Well, we're not going to make you bunt, that's for sure.
He's Ken Herbeck. Thanks, Herbie.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
He is Ken Herbeck here on WCCO, one of the all-time Twins greats. His number you see out there on the wall, and he's got his own gate over there. Doc, I say arguably maybe one of the most popular Twins ever.
Oh, yeah. How could you not like Herbie?
It is traffic and weather coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.